Wait.
Oh!
It's a beaut.
Love plus that is.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
After an extremely hot day yesterday, it was late 30s, my car ended up clocking 40 degrees. It's now very cool. It's at the moment about 24 degrees, but it's supposed to rain later and then rain for the next few days, so it's quite a drastic change of weather. So I wasn't expecting much this weekend. I was actually expecting everything to move yesterday on the hot day, because snakes, they generally know when bad weather's coming in. Just before the bad weather comes, they're really active, finding places to hide and whatnot. But it was dead. I had one bush snake and that was it. It was very quiet. So thinking I wouldn't get anything today, I've now got something. A factory in Cater Ridge has called me, the security has called me. They often call me for snakes. I went and got a nice big python there last year. Good guys. They think they've got a puff adder in a small, I think maybe a security guard room. Some small rooms. They say it's a very big and colourful snake. They're sure it's a puff adder. So I'm quite excited. I mean, I don't get that many puff adders, although recently I've had some luck. So I'm going to race off there now. My friend Duncan, also a snake catcher, he's coming with me. And yeah, I'm hoping it's a puff adder. That'd be cool. Python would be cool as well, but these guys know what a python is, so I'm pretty sure it is a puff adder.
Yes, these guys are guarding the snake.
Oh, they're guarding the snake?
Yeah, they know where exactly.
Okay. Hello. Thanks for waiting. Where's the snake? In here? In the door.
Black bean behind the black bean. Oh yeah, what's that? Oh! It's a beaut. Yo. It's got its head behind some thing. Love how that is. Nice and
sexy outside.
Nice, let's take it outside. Just make sure there's no one there.
Okay, guys, we're going to come out. Just give us a way to come, please.
I think that's hot. You can see I don't normally use too hot.
There you go.
Nice, eh? Nice snake. Don't come closer. Yo, it's a beautiful snake, very yellow. Nice, huh?
Nice.
Thanks for not killing it or anything. Thanks for waiting. No problem. Thanks. Where's the safety officer gone?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, there you are. Oh, you're the safety officer.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, that was fun. Beautiful puff adder. I've seen a few in that kind of Cater Ridge area, and they're very yellow, very pretty. Interior parts of KZN have got some of the most beautiful puff adders in the country. Puff adders are very variable, so I've seen quite a lot up in Zululand, and they're quite dull, quite brown, like different shades of brown, but we get some real stunners up west of Durban. So yeah, very yellow specimen, very long too. I'll try and measure it. I'm not going to grab it behind the head. Puff adder's not a nice snake to grab behind the head. I'll put it in a, I'll just let it slither into a tube and I'll see if I can measure it, but looks like just over a meter maybe. Nice size. It's a male, it's got a very long tail, whereas female puff adders have got short stubby tails. Yeah, I was quite surprised. I was just sitting behind a bin. I wonder if they saw it go into that room and then saw it go into hiding, or if someone went to the bin to chuck something in and then saw that. Quite a crazy sight really, a quick puff adder hiding behind the bin. Could have potentially gone badly. But I mean, puff adders, I mean, obviously if you've got training and whatnot, are very easy to catch. It's not really any drama when catching puff adders. It's quite straightforward. You just use our hook sticks and they're very easy to work with. But at the same time, they can be really unpredictable. It's a snake that I think people, you can get easily complacent with because it's pretty slow, or this one was very active, but sometimes they just lie there. But that snake can explode into action very quickly and you just step too close and it'll nail you. So they deserve a lot of respect, these snakes. So I don't recommend people messing around with them at all. But yeah, nice to see one. I'm not going to release it now. Firstly, because I got to get home, got some things to do, but it's pretty cold today, and it's just going to be rain for the next few days. So I'll wait for a sunny day, and I'll drive it up a bit further west, not too far, and release it. But very nice snakes. Very nice security and staff there, really nice guys. They all remember the 2 a.m. python call. I think they enjoyed that. And now they like calling me, they like seeing the snake being taken away. I think they like seeing the snake up close and getting photos. And so it's fun for everyone, I think. But yeah, another snake rescued, it's always a good day.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.